Item is conditional use number 2025 Rudy South, care of T&amp;C Properties LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is an application that was in my area, and I think that based on our discussions that we had at the public hearing, as well as information that was presented to us, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir. You have the floor.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2025 for Rudy South, care of T&amp;C Properties LLC for boat sales, service, and storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use is for a 2.89 acre boat sales and service area with three permanent buildings and five pad sites for temporary buildings. A 7.34 acre service boat storage area, a 2.99 acre customer access boat storage area, and a 2.63 acre boat sales area. The proposed use, while the application is for conditional use, is a commercial use on this property. Three, there are no other commercial uses in this area, Robinsonville Road. Four, the proposed use is out of character with this area of Robinsonville Road. There was testimony during the public hearing from those in opposition to the project that all the nearby properties are currently used for agricultural purposes or have existing or approved residential uses upon them. This also was confirmed by my multiple visits to the site. Five, approving a conditional use for a commercial enterprise such as this would create an unwanted precedent for establishing other business or commercial uses in this area where none currently exists. Six, the commission previously rejected a multifamily section of the Love Creek Landing development based upon the reason that multifamily uses were out of character with a single family residential trend of development in the area. The proposed commercial use as a boat storage and retail facility would be even more out of character with a single family residential trend of development in the area. Seven, although boat storage and repair facilities have been approved in various locations throughout the county, they are typically in areas where other business or commercial uses already exist or where the development trend is not predominantly single family residential like the proposed location for this application. Following for all these reasons, it is my recommendation that the conditional use application be denied for this location.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2025 Rudy South, care of T&amp;C Properties LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.